This is BayFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Corner Brook City Hall is looking to create more awareness about water conservation. The issue was brought up during this week's council meeting. Mayor Jim Parsons says the cost of chemicals to treat water is going up by 40%.
We do know our chemical budget is going to go way up because we did approve, of course, a multi-year purchase of chemical to treat our water. So every liter of water we save money from the city. So we're taking efforts to do that. I know in past budgets we've approved some leak detection and things like that. But I think we'll have to do some more, public awareness of water usage again to try and get that down.
Councillor Charles Pender says the city is lucky that there's only been one water main leak.
You know, just add to that, Mr. Mayor, it's, the leak detection is working. We've had one, knock on wood, water main leak in this area. And, those water main leaks can spill a lot of water in the ground. So good on staff for keeping an eye on that and keeping the water flowing as it should.
Meanwhile, the city's water demand decreased in September. About two-thirds of Canadians don't fully understand what consent means. On this week's edition of The Plain Truth, Executive Director of the Corner Brook Status of Women Council, Paula Shepherd, speaks with Valletta Colburn, Project Coordinator with the Corner Brook Status of Women. Shepherd says sexual assault can include unwanted touching or kissing. She says recent studies have shown there are 22 sexual assaults per 1,000 Canadians.
The highest age group for those that experience sexual assault is those that are between 15 and 24 years of age. As for Newfoundland and Labrador, there were 531 police-reported sexual assaults in 2021. This was a 28% increase since 2020. And the rates for sexual assault in Labrador between 2016 and 2020 were four times higher than the national average. And we know that based on various studies, only 5 to 10% of sexual assaults are reported to police.
Valletta Colburn says education is critical.
A couple of years ago, some students recognized that they themselves, hadn't had sexual education that they hoped for. They weren't aware of all the rules of consent. They knew that their friends weren't aware, and they actually asked the school. They said, we need this education. And at that point, we were asked to come in, and we had been working on some programs ourselves to start to try to get out into the school, so it came at a perfect time.
Tune in to BFM each Wednesday evening at 5:30 for The Plain Truth. Farmers and producers have access to more than $42 million in federal provincial funding through the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership, and that's over the next 5 years. Sustainable CAP invests in smart, innovative projects that focus on agricultural growth and address environmental challenges. Guy Fawkes Night is this Sunday, a time to gather with friends and celebrate with a bonfire, hot chocolate, and so much more. Sarah Thompson has this report.
The city of Corner Brook is asking residents to be safe and keep fires at a reasonable level. The fire department will be roving around the city, keeping things in check. Any plans for fireworks must be done by permit at City Hall. Keep fires away from buildings or combustibles, and an adult must be in supervision. Do not burn plastics or fuel and only use wood, paper, and other natural combustibles. Keep a fire extinguisher or hose handy and make sure the fire is completely extinguished. Meanwhile, the community of Steady Brook will be celebrating Bonfire Night starting 6 p.m. It's taking place at the playground. Hot chocolate and hot dogs will be provided. Check your municipality social page to find out what events are happening on Guy Fawkes Night. For BFM News, I'm Sarah Thompson.
That's the latest BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ.